This Saturday in the MacWilliam Park Hotel in Claremorris, from 11 o'clock Saturday morning until 2, it's for 3 hours, there's going to be a very, very interesting event where large numbers of students and families are expected to descend on the Claremorris Career event. 35 exhibitors, including education and training institutions from all over Ireland, will be in attendance, as indeed will our Taoiseach Enda Kenny. Now, the event is targeted at senior cycle and pre-senior cycle students and their families. And as they're on midterm break, it's an ideal opportunity for them to go along. One of the organisers of the event, Liam Horan, joins me in studio this morning alongside Isabel Alvarez, who is a career psychologist. And we'll talk more to Isabel in a moment. You're welcome, Liam. Thanks for coming in. So here's an opportunity for, career guidance is such an important thing now, particularly in secondary schools for senior cycle students who'll always say they haven't a clue what it is they want to do. Will they get a better idea and a better handle on it if they come to the MacWilliam Park on Saturday?
Yes, they'll get an idea of what entry requirements are needed in colleges, what different colleges do. They will hear some very good speakers like James Horan, Dervla Kelly, who's author of Career Coach, Maureen Walsh, who's a business manager at Decare Dental in Claremorris, and Taoiseach Enda Kenny, who will all talk about career. And the event is really aimed at students and their families to help them make a career choice. So what college might I go to? What courses might I study? There'll be on all the various stands, there'll be current students in colleges talking about their experiences there. So hopefully families and their students and their families will pick up a lot of information that they'll find useful as they enter into the decision-making time about their career, be it college or apprenticeship, whatever they want to do. We have lots of big institutions coming, NUIG, GMIT, DCU, Sligo IT, Letterkenny, UL, Maynooth College, all sorts of coming along as well. So be a huge number of stands, and we expect a very large crowd of people as well. There's a study skills workshop that Isabel will be conducting as well. So there's a lot happening between 11 and 2. People can expect to spend an hour or two there, no problem. Yeah.
We all know that variety is the spice of life, and within our educational structure in this country, we have a huge number of courses and colleges, and it's a haven for young people who want to decide on whatever career they go into. Can that sometimes be a problem insofar as that you have so much variety that you actually tend to lose focus?
Yes, for people who might not be sure, or for families who are not clear on what exactly where they should go, they meet this wall of information, and their course names they've never heard of before. There's all sorts of things coming at them. So it's important to try and simplify it in some way to make it, to digest the information get to it easier. So we would hope that Saturday, that would help parents and family and students to talk to people in colleges, get to the heart of some course they might be interested in or half interested in, and get further down the line of making that decision. The event is organised by the GAA Mayo, the South Mayo GAA Board, and the Coaching Committee of Mayo GAA Board, and they decided to try and help young people at a crucial stage. And even though it is organised by the GAA, I hasten to add, it's open to all, non-GAA members, anybody who plays any sport or no sport.
And what is the purpose from a GAA perspective to do something like this?
So John Farraher, who's the South Mayo chairman, and Kieran Kilkenny, who's the coaching officer, were initially talked about helping their own players do something at this, at this time. How can we help our students at this, our footballers and hurlers at this crucial time? And they quickly realised, hold on, if we're doing this for our own players, why not do it for everybody? So it is to help young people, help their families. As John Farraher says, we draw on these young people a lot to play games and development squads and all this, so we need to give something back as well. And it's the first time a GAA entity in Mayo has done something like this, so I think it's a hugely laudable undertaking in that regard. It's sponsored by Ballinrobe Claremorris and St. Giles Credit Union's Toom, and also support from the leader group, the Special Social Inclusion and Community Activation Programme as well, the SICAP programme. Okay. So we're indebted to all of those who've helped to make it happen. We've an Taoiseach there. We have James Horan, the former Mayo manager and All-Star, who is also a senior figure in Coca-Cola and Ballina. Dervla Kelly, who's author of Career Coach, which is a guide for helping parents to help their students, or help their sons and daughters make career decisions. Yeah. She'll be speaking as well. So it's broadly based and it should be good.
Okay. As I mentioned, along with Liam in studio this morning, I have Isabel Alvarez Ceron. She's from France and she is going to be doing a 45-minute workshop, which is entitled Some Tips to Make the Most of Your Study Time. Yeah, good morning and thanks for coming in, Isabel. The educational structure in France is quite similar, is it, in terms of the terms and the holidays that we have here in Ireland?
Well, first I have to say that I am from Spain.
I beg your pardon, Spain. Oh, I thought it was France.
Well, don't worry, no problem. And yes, our structure is a bit different, but the problems, the reality is quite similar. Yes, the first time I came here, I discovered that we are very far away, but our realities are quite similar.
Quite the same. Yes. So in other words, in Spain, you've got the same problems with having to sit down and study as you have in Ireland. Yes. The only difference I would suggest is, though, because your weather is so much better, it's even more difficult to find the commitment to be able to sit down and study for 3 or 4 hours every night if you're studying for a state exam. What kind of tips will you be imparting to young people on Saturday?
Yes, we are going to talk about how to make the most of your study time, and we are going to talk about how students can manage their time. Different tips about how to divide their study time into small pieces to try to take advantage of all their time, and different advices about how to organize, how to priorize their tasks, which is very important. And I also will also talk about how to improve their self motivation, because this is the key. This is the main important thing. A motivated student is someone who is going to give better results. So, well, many things.
Yeah, but if you don't have that motivation within yourself, it's not something you can teach someone to do, or is it?
Yes, but the idea is that to improve your motivation, you need to find a goal. You need to know what you want to do in the future. If I have a goal in mind, it's easy that my motivation increases. So we are going to talk about this.
Did you always want to be a psychologist?
Did you? Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Did you always want to do what it is you're doing now?
No. I had many problems to decide my own career. And I was very lucky because I had a useful help which helped me to decide my future. So now I am here helping students because I had a good help. So I want to do the same.
And when you were doing important exams, did you have, like all young people, the same problems, the same difficulties? Or did you find it easy? Did you enjoy study? Did you enjoy education?
Well, it depends on... When I was really young, I didn't enjoy. But when I found my career, my goal, I started to enjoy.
Okay, very good. Well, it's a simple message, but it's a very important one to try and get across. So you'll be doing a 45-minute workshop on that, some tips to make the most of your study time. And I think that's happening at about, is it 11:30, Liam?
She's doing 11:30 and 12:45. She's doing
two sessions, right. Okay, so the word is, anybody out there, it's open to even mature students if they want to go along.
Yes, and it's free of charge. The exhibitors are free, and the students and families who come along are free. There's no charge anywhere on the day, so... And we have some mature students looking to come along as well. But yes, they're welcome.
One of the big problems, Liam, and we're getting it here on the text, will there be anything for apprenticeships at this particular career? Because a lot of people are saying that they have children on apprenticeships and they can't get work experience.
Yes, we have some apprenticeship providers as well. For example, the ESB will be there with the stand, and there are others as well. So we want to make it broadly based, not just third level, are not just academic, but more technical as well. It's our first year doing it, and we've had a huge response. And there's a broad base. People should come along for that reason, yeah.
And the big news is that it's all free.
Free of charge, Tommy, a rare free dinner.
Yeah, by the GAA.
Exactly, yeah.
Who said there was no such thing as a free event within the GAA? Okay, so it's happening, listeners, on Saturday. It's open to all senior cycle students and their families, pre-senior cycle students, mature students, anybody out there who may be looking at what kind of a career they want to go into and who's out there offering what. And also, of course, those tips to make the most of your study time, which is so, so important. It's in the MacWilliam Park Hotel, Saturday morning, this weekend, Saturday morning. morning, 11 until 2. It's a one-day event, one-morning event, really, over 3 hours. So make sure you spread the word. I'm sure all the schools are aware.
Yes, they've all been circulated, yeah.
Great. All right, Liam, thanks for coming in. And Isabel, sorry for almost making you a native of France, but you are a proud Spaniard. Okay. Thank you very much for coming in. We'll be back in a moment.